We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Jad Chambers producing for us here today. Tommy, college basketball on a Tuesday night now sort of takes center stage. We have some good games. KU, Wichita State not playing. K-State is. We'll start there. They host Abilene Christian. BetMGM has them as 12.5-point favorites. I think I might get in on that just a little bit. I kind of like K-State in an opportunity to come back from an emotional win, but they get to stay at home against Wichita State. Low scoring probably because that's the way they play, but I kind of like Kansas State in that spot tonight. So we'll see them firsthand. That game tips at 7 o'clock. It's a ESPN Plus game. But otherwise in the Big 12, it's an active night for the Big 12, the headline game being number 17, Illinois, versus number 2, Texas. That's the game of the night, I think, across the country. Texas, a slight favorite in that game. You've got the Brad Underwood angle for Illinois. You've got Texas as the number 2 team right now. Are you buying Texas yet? I haven't seen them a ton. Saw them against Gonzaga. I think that's probably the place most people saw at least just a little bit of them. I love that they're really good. I think it adds to the Big 12 drama this year. I don't know if I would, I know they're ranked higher, but I don't know if I can still say I think they'll finish ahead of Kansas and Baylor. But having them in the mix as a top team in the country, certainly fun. And I know that as Big 12 fans, we're a little mad at Texas, but I like when Texas basketball's good. I think it's cool. I think it's something that's fun to watch. And I'm glad they're sort of back now with Chris Beard.
I knew that Texas was a good team, but I wasn't sold on them being a great team until they beat Creighton. And that was a game where Creighton is a really, that's a big win. And Creighton's a really solid basketball team. And they took him down, by 5 last week. And that was a big win for Chris Beard to kind of solidify and show that, hey, we're deserving of a top 5 ranking. Now I want to be clear. Do I think that Texas will be the number 2 team in America in February or, in March? No, I don't. I mean, I think that they're a really good team, but I'm not sure that they are a team that we're going to be talking about as, dominant when we get into conference play. That's what happens in the Big 12. The Big 12, you end up beating each other up, and that's kind of the way that it typically works. But I do think that they've got a lot of talent. Chris Beard has come into Texas and, built a culture of success that they had really not had for a while. And so, Shaka Smart really wasn't able to get the Longhorns where he wanted them to be. So, credit to Chris Beard and what he's been able to do there so far. But I do think that they're a really good basketball team.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I'm not sure there's a team in the country with a better collection of wins than Creighton and Gonzaga out of the gates. And if they can beat Illinois, they would certainly add to that tonight. I think if they beat Illinois tonight, Tommy, I'll have to buy into them being the second best team because that's 3 now really high level wins early in a season. The game is a true home game tonight for Texas, unless I'm missing something. I'm pretty sure it is, which will help. Oh no, they're playing this in New York City. They're playing it at Madison Square Garden for whatever reason. I don't know what the reason is. but they're playing it at Madison Square Garden. So it's a neutral court. So that makes it even bigger if Texas can get this win. I think we have to buy in at that point. I'm excited to see that game, and I'm going to try and catch some of it. It's a really busy, busy week for us outside of the sports world. But I really do want to catch some of that if possible, because I want to know. I love the Big 12. I might like Big 12 basketball, Tommy, more than Big 12 football. I stinking love Big 12 basketball. I've spent so much time covering it over the years. In really my entire professional career, I've covered the Big 12 basketball. And I think it's the best brand in the country for college basketball. I think it's the most consistent. Very close to boasting the last three national champions. Got two of them done with Baylor and Kansas. Almost got it done with Tech the year before that. It continuously proves to be an amazing brand that generates an unreal basketball product with just about every conference game that's played. And so the Big 12 being on the big stage tonight against Illinois, and Brad Underwood being there doesn't hurt either. That's awesome. That's a great regular season Tuesday night college basketball game.
Yeah, and what I like about Texas is they've got two guys that are legitimate weapons offensively in Tyrese Hunter and Marcus Carr. Those two guys are both averaging over 15 points a game. And just the veteran leadership that Marcus Carr brings, they've got Timmy Allen as a senior also. They've got quite a bit of experience in that program that other teams in the conference don't have quite as much of. I mean, in a world of, you know, we talked about it last hour in the football perspective, but even in basketball, in a world of the transfer portal and players going from place to place, it's difficult. I mean, Wichita State is struggling with this right now, getting veterans in your program that are there for a long time and that can, you know, be a part of a program. Chris Beard in Texas, they have that. They've got veterans. They've got guys who know that program and that are legitimate weapons. And that's part of the reason why they are where they are right now. They've played, like we mentioned before, a really tough opening schedule, taking on teams like Gonzaga and Creighton and beating them. And, of course, they've got another top 25 opponent in Illinois tonight. And so, it's high-level basketball early on. I think they'll fall off of that a little bit when they get into conference play, but they are still a really good team.
It'll be fun. Elsewhere in the Big 12, you have tonight, you have TCU hosting Jackson State, a former home of Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. Baylor and Tarleton State. We've seen Tarleton State now quite a bit this year. Oklahoma and UMKC. The Sooners off to a nice start. Oklahoma State and Sam Houston might be the other really good game. Sam Houston's out to a 7-1 start. So that's what else is happening in the Big 12. Should be a lot of fun. I know out in the American, I know Houston's playing tonight as heavy favorites over North Florida. Not much to watch there. Memphis and Little Rock. Little Rock's not as good as they once were. Yeah, there's not much else in the American. Temple and St. Joe's play, that might be okay. But Houston, they're going to win big. That's what's there for the two conferences that we are playing. And do you feel like, Tommy, because I feel this way, do you feel like we're later to college basketball this year? I fully blame the success of Kansas and K-State football, but I feel like I'm later to locking in on college basketball than I normally would be.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's absolutely fair. I like it. I like the fact that we are, you know, talking bowl games and Big 12 championships and things like that for our teams in football. I want to go back to, you mentioned the Kansas State game that's happening tonight against Abilene Christian. And I feel like, you know, yeah, we're a little bit late to the party when it comes to basketball this season, but I think nationally, everybody is a little late to the party on Keyonte Johnson and what he's doing for Kansas State right now. That is one of the best stories in college basketball, bar none, this season. This guy is 2 years removed from collapsing on the court, and a lot of people thought that, you know, number one, that he might not survive, and number two, that he would probably never play college basketball again. Now he's with Kansas State. The guy is averaging 18 points a game and 6.5 boards a game. He's, you know, solidifying himself as one of the best players in the Big 12 here early on, clearly in the running for newcomer of the year in the conference, and really not getting a lot of the national attention because I think of the profile of Kansas State basketball right now, but not really getting that, not really getting the attention, the accolades, all of that here early on. It's one of the not only the best feel good stories, but he is a legitimate weapon and legitimately the best player on the court for this Kansas State team.
Yeah, he's a rock star. He's going to be in the conversation for the conference's player of the year. And I know he's way behind, probably, and I say way, that's relative, but he's behind Jalen Wilson right now and some of these other studs for Texas that we pointed out. But I think he'll get there. I think he'll get there because we fall in love with great stories, and his story is a phenomenal story. And it's going to be fun to see that story told at more of a national level as we make our way into the part of the year where college basketball does take center stage, because it's been fantastic. His efficiency is incredible. He is a clear leader on the court, and he has some pieces around him.
He's playing the second most minutes on the team behind Marquise Noel. He's got the second most minutes. And so I certainly wouldn't have pegged him as, you know, a workhorse just with his health issues, but he's on the court a lot and he's producing when he's on the court. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's and we didn't know if he's going to be a workhorse because we didn't know the physical health he would be able to bring to the table this year. But he bet on himself and he bet big, and it's going to pay off, it looks like. A good point by Mike on Twitter says, you know, careful with Texas and the quality win over Creighton. Creighton lost by 10 to Nebraska Sunday. I still think Creighton's a good team, but it is a good point and worth pointing out. It just sort of speaks to the insanity of trying to get teams ranked in college basketball early in a season now, because just about every team in the country sees incredible, incredible roster turnover now with the transfer portal. 869-1240. You can always get in touch with us there or on social media, as Mark just did. All right, Tommy, let's give something away here in this hour as well. You got some Thunder tickets for us to give away here?
Yeah, we've got another game coming up on December 23rd. It's 2 days before Christmas. It's our annual Meet Santa event. He'll be there to take pictures with the kids and all of that. So we'll do a four-pack of tickets to Friday night, December 23rd, the Thunder at Intrust Bank Arena.
And we'll throw in a pair of HTO free iced tea cards. You've probably heard the commercials here on our family of networks. The grand opening for our East location is coming on Friday. So we're open west, we're open east. These free tea cards will work either place, so you can get your hands on a pair of those. You can get your hands on a four-pack of tickets to the Wichita Thunder game on December 23rd. We'll do that to our second caller during the break here. Jad will take that for us, and we'll be right back with more Sports Daily.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.